For a third day in a row, President Trump tweeted insults at four Democratic freshman congresswomen of color, calling them pro-terrorists, insisting his own tweets about them are not racist, and claiming that Democratic Party leaders are afraid of their political power. Texas Senator Ted Cruz echoed that message on Fox News this morning.
The speaker has handed her gavel over to those freshmen. The committee chairs have handed their gavels over to the freshmen, and every one of them are terrified that these freshmen will criticize them.
Well, tonight, House Democrats will vote on a resolution condemning President Trump's racist tweets about the congresswoman, and Trump told Republicans to vote against it. Joining us now is NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what is expected with this resolution when it comes up for a vote this evening? Are any Republicans going to vote for it?
Well, Republican leaders came to the microphones this morning and essentially were completely against it, saying that they didn't think that what the president said was racist, and in fact, what they were what Democrats were trying to do was distract from the policies of the four congresswomen who the president had originally attacked in his tweet. So. They're trying to keep their troops in line. It will be interesting to see if any of them wind up crossing over.
What about for Trump and Republicans? Does it help them to keep this fight going? Does it distract from other things like the fact that those raids that President Trump promised didn't happen over the weekend in the way that he said that they would? Or even the Jeffrey Epstein story from last week, which, you know, brought down the Secretary of Labor?
Yeah, I think that what the president here is trying to do is make these four congresswomen the face of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. You've seen them. You've seen, the president. You've seen Republicans in the past try to take extreme parts of one thing or another and say that that is the entirety of the party. You know, they've done grayed out, you know, scary looking imagery of Nancy Pelosi of all kinds of ads. And it's kind of ironic given how often she was used as a San Francisco liberal, mm-hmm. quote unquote, as a lightning rod for so many of these congressional races because her favorability ratings were so poor in those swing districts and tried to use her in those places that now the people who she's winding up, you know, having disagreement with over tactics and some ideology that they're now resorting to using these newer women who also happen to be women of color. It's an interesting shift in how Republicans have now decided to take this fight in a different direction.
Well, one of these congresswomen is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who tweeted right back at President Trump this morning. And yesterday, this is what she said about the president's call for critics of his to leave the country.
The first note that I want to tell children across this country is that no matter what the president says, this country belongs to you. And it belongs to everyone.
Domenico, their news conference yesterday aired nationally. Are they more powerful now than they were before?
It's hard to say. You know, I mean, they weren't exactly on the same page yesterday completely. You had Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts say that they shouldn't take the bait. And instead, then you had Congresswoman Ilhan Omar come out later and essentially slam the president every which way and say that he should be impeached, which is exactly what Republicans and the president want Democrats to be saying. And this is not a moralistic argument here. This is a political, raw, clear-eyed, strategic thing that they're trying to say because they look at the polling that says that a majority of the country doesn't want impeachment proceedings to begin. Republicans and the president and his reelection campaign think that that's advantageous for them. Whether or not it plays out that way is a separate issue, but they feel like they were able to make them take the bait, completely after that press conference. But, you know, they were able to have their message out there, were able to talk about it, and frankly, there's potentially a gift that Trump has given Democrats with this because Nancy Pelosi and the four congresswomen their quote unquote feud is not what's dominating, but President Trump's racist tweets mm-hmm. are.
Now, one of the four congresswomen, as you mentioned, is Ilhan Omar. Now, Democrats did not censure her by name when she was criticized a few months ago for making anti-Semitic remarks. But Trump yesterday falsely accused Omar of praising al-Qaeda and more. Do you expect more misrepresentation of what these women are saying? Because, of course, she hasn't praised Al-Qaeda.
Well, this is politics. So, you know, there is going to be all kinds of spin on, you know, all of these issues from here until Election Day because, you know, President Trump expects that this is going to be a very, very close election and they're going to pull out every stop.
It's Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Thanks.
You're so welcome.